this commandment is for you, the priest. If you do not listen, and if you do not take it to heart, to give honor to my name, says the Lord of armies, then I will send the curse upon you. I will curse your blessings, and indeed I have cursed them already, because you are not taking it to heart. Behold, I am going to rebuke your descendants, and I will spread dung on your faces, the dung of your feasts, and you will be taken away with it. Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, so that my covenant may continue with Levi, says the Lord of armies. not all have one Father? Is it not one God who has created us? Why do we deal treacherously, each against his brother, so as to profane the covenant of our fathers? Judah has dealt treacherously, and an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord, which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god. As for the man who does this, may the Lord eliminate from the tent of Jacob everyone who is awake and answers, or who presents an offering to the Lord of armies. And this is another thing you do, you cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and sighing, because he no longer gives attention to the offering, or accepts it with favor from your hand. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, though she is your marriage companion and your wife by covenant. But not one has done so. Who has a remnant of the Spirit, and why the one he was seeking a godly offspring? Be careful then about your spirit, and see that none of you deals treacherously against the wife of your youth. For I hate divorce, says the Lord, the God of Israel, and him who covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of armies. So be careful about your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously. You have wearied the Lord with your word. Yet you say, how have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice?